After years of confrontation between Washington, its allies, and Iran over the intentions of the Islamic Republic's nuclear program, Brazil and Turkey negotiated an agreement that they hoped would defuse the long-running standoff. Under the terms of the deal announced on May 17th, Iran would ship 2,640 pounds of its stockpile of low-enriched uranium to Turkey and receive in exchange more highly enriched uranium that would produce isotopes used in medical procedures. The higher-grade uranium from Russia and France would be used in an Iranian reactor under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency. While Washington accuses Iran of developing the technology to produce nuclear weapons, the Iranian government maintains its nuclear program is intended for civilian generation of electric power. But the Obama administration has rejected the Brazilian-Turkey agreement, saying that Iran would be allowed to continue its enrichment program in violation of UN resolutions and retain control of enough uranium to make a nuclear bomb, something that was not the case under a similar deal proposed by Washington in October. Iran responded that it would walk away from the Brazilian-Turkish deal if the U.S. pursued new UN sanctions. President Obama is under pressure to get tough with Iran, given that Congress is poised to pass harsh sanctions of its own against Iran that could derail future U.S.-Iranian negotiations. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Jamal Abdi, policy director with the National Iranian American Council, who examines the consequences of President Obama's decision to reject the Brazilian-Turkish agreement with Iran on its uranium stockpile.
What you have here is Obama, when he came into office, he offered this outstretched hand to Iran. He said we were going to change directions as far as our policy towards Iran, and instead of going for a policy of pressure and zero engagement or limiting engagement, we were going to actually engage and try to have some robust diplomacy to resolve the issues that we have with Iran. So this all came to a head in October of last year when, for the first time in 30 years, the U.S. and Iran had negotiations. They actually sat down and attempted to work out some of the differences that exist. And what you had out of those that one meeting in October was this deal to transfer about 75% of Iran's low-enriched uranium out of the country. And the idea there was that this was going to build confidence because it was going to take enough of this uranium out of Iran that there wouldn't be enough material to build a bomb. And the idea was that this buys some time, you ease some of the tensions, you ease some of the pressure, and you allow for diplomacy to actually take place. It was an initial step. It was a confidence-building measure. Now, unfortunately, what happened was Iran agreed to that deal in principle on October 1st, and then a couple weeks later when they went to finalize the terms of the deal, Iran had some problems. They said, we don't want to ship the uranium out of the country. We want to keep it in Iran but have it under IAEA monitors so we can't touch it. But we don't necessarily trust shipping it out of the country. Basically, the United States didn't accept that. They said we need to have uranium outside of the country in order to proceed. And you had this big standoff. Diplomacy was stalled, and a lot of the president's critics said diplomacy failed. So in the ensuing months, the administration shifted to the pressure track, and they worked to build a sanctions agreement with the other permanent representatives to the United Nations Security Council. And they've been doing that since about November. They've been discussing that. Well, last week, Brazil and Turkey actually brokered with Iran the deal that the U.S. had originally tried to stake. So on Monday, you had the leaders of Brazil, Turkey, and Iran saying, we finally got this deal, this confidence-building deal. We're going to have Iran ship its uranium out to Turkey, where it would be held in escrow. And this should be the opening for engagement.
Jamal, some of the objections raised by the Obama administration to the Turkey-Brazilian deal with Iran is that Iran allegedly has more enriched uranium on hand now in their country than they had when this deal was initially proposed back last October, so that even if they gave some of their enriched uranium over to Turkey under this negotiation, they would have enough uranium in Iran itself to theoretically create a nuclear weapon. In your view, is this a valid objection to this latest deal?
I don't think it's a valid objection to the deal. It's not worth killing the entire deal. It is a valid concern. However, it's actually not the case that Iran would have enough low-enriched uranium to theoretically make a bomb. Still, if they ship the 1,200 kilograms of LEU out of the country, they still have not quite enough to do that. And what this deal does, it does push back that amount of time when Iran would have the amount necessary to create a bomb. So it does buy a few months. However, we also have to keep in mind that all of the analysts, everybody, you know, the U.S. government has said that Iran does not have the capability to build a bomb today. If they decide to go forward with that, it would be 3 to 5 years. So we're talking about kind of a theoretical concept here of, in theory, they would have enough materials to, if they decided, build a bomb. To say we're going to scrap the entire deal because Iran, instead of turning over 75% of its LEU, they're only now going to turn over 55%, it kind of misses the principle that forms this whole deal. So I don't think it's a valid concern.
How concerned are you that the government of Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel will pursue their own airstrikes against Iranian nuclear laboratories and enrichment facilities that could set off a conflagration internationally?
Well, I'm very concerned that if that happened, it would set off a conflagration. That would be catastrophic. I don't know what the likelihood is of that. I know that that is a specter that has been kind of looming for a long time. Nobody thinks that that's going to do much good. I mean, at best, it's going to set the Iran nuclear program back a couple years. It will definitely do a lot of damage to the organic democratic movement within Iran. And, you know, it really could just be a situation that spirals out of control. There's not a lot of good prospects that come out of that. So I think that the mindset we need to be in Washington is to avoid a scenario where that's the only remaining option. And we have to do everything we can to figure out how to resolve this diplomatically. And if that includes sanctions, then fine, but it has to be sanctions as a tool that we use to achieve diplomacy, not a tool that we use in spite of diplomacy to get us closer to a military option.
That was Jamal Abdi, president of the National Iranian American Council. Contact the council at area code 202-386-6325 or visit their website at niacouncil.org.